You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk about gross kids for just a moment, shall we?
Yeah.
You go first. You've got gross kids.
I do. This basically is going to involve what you're finding in your kids' bedrooms and all the nastiness. Especially, I guess we're going to get a lot of calls from people with teenagers with like bowls of spaghetti growing mold in the bedrooms. But I'm trying to rack my brain as far as what we found in our kids' bedroom. I know back in the day when they were still on like sippy cups, we found a sippy cup under the dresser that was filled with milk that had to have been there for about 6 months. One of the most foul, nasty things ever. Completely like curdled.
Like a science just experiment growing
thick.
Inside.
And I made the mistake, instead of just going and tossing it and throwing it away, I actually opened it and like let it go plop into the sink, and we had to like have the house fumigated. And then just a lot of candy wrappers usually. The kids like to sneak candy and shove them into the air vents and stuff like that. I got a few messages rolling in on Facebook because I posted it this morning, the weird, unusual things you found in your kid's bedroom. Vanessa wrote in and said, my son had been going into my bathroom and sneaking some of my pads. He had taken them back to his bedroom, stuck about 40 of them on the backside of his closet doors. I was laughing too hard to punish him. So he was like, oh, this is a fun little trick.
Did he do like a piece of artwork out of it? Like, did he do like the face of like Che Guevara or something in pads?
I don't even know who that is, but that would be awesome. And then I like Bradley. Bradley says, my dad was a dog trainer, and he trained canines and drug dogs growing up for various police departments. He used to do raids in my room. Every so often I would come home from school and my stash would be on my bed with a note that said, find a better spot. I need more of a challenge. That's from Bradley. So
that's more of a bummer. Challenge. That's fantastic.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
You know, and let me just throw this out here. I know that I am a male of the human species, and so it's going to sound like I'm taking a shot here. But this is not coming from me. This is coming from almost every woman I've ever talked to, who said that there is no competition between who's foulest, teenage boys or teenage girls. And the women that I've talked to say that it is no contest. Teenage girls are way more foul with their rooms and their stuff than teenage boys. And again, this is not coming from me. This is coming from moms who say, sorry, I know the stereotype is that little boys are gross. But moms are standing up, raising their hand, saying, nope, my daughters. Look, I have a stepdaughter. I have two stepdaughters, one that lives with me. And her room is just, it's, I don't even like going in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so, you talk about the leftover food and the cups and the plates and the
They're
clothes.
Dirty. Dirty.
They're just, I don't know what it is. And I think for the most part, teenage girls grow out of it. But there's something about them at that age where they are, there's just a funk about them. And it's more so than with little boys. Now, our lines are open. If you want to argue this and you want to say, no, fine. I feel as if most parents are going to back me on this. But regardless, we want your story. The grossest thing you've ever found in your kid's room.
Can be anything.
Here's Charlene writing in saying, yes, girls are gross.
There you go. You got one vote.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get more than that. I think people will speak the truth. They'll speak their truth, as they say.
Well, then just give us the examples. It's not going to be like a poll now on what, you know, who's grosser, but just tell
us what
you found.
We want the stories.
Yeah, yeah. Like Matt just wrote in on my Facebook. He says, I was terrified when I went in my son's room and I found a Nickelback CD. That's from Matt. That's good, Matt. That's a pretty
one,
solid
Matt.
Joke, dude. Thank
solid.
You for that. You funny.
Chrissy says, my daughter took an egg from the refrigerator, had it in her room trying to hatch it. She was 6.
No.
Wonder how long that egg was in there. As a single parent of 2 sons, my dishes were disappearing. Found a lot of them in my younger son's dresser drawer, still with food on them.
Oh, yeah. Nasty. Nasty.
From John.
Kara says, I found a framed picture of Taylor Swift in my 6-year-old's bedroom. I have no idea where it came from. He won't tell me. That's kind of weird. Where did that come from?
Does that fall under the gross category, or is it just unusual?
That's just weird. That's my Facebook post says unusual, weird, gross.
Oh,
any
unusual.
Of that.
Okay.
Any of that stuff. Yeah, but that's
Shannon
weird.
Shannon says, my daughter has snakes. The amount of snake skin I just randomly find.
Oh, that's nasty. I couldn't handle that. I'd be letting that snake go down by the river.
Vicky says, teenage girls' bathrooms are disgusting. Well, bathrooms in general for kids can be pretty bad. Let's see what Kelly's got for us. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Good.
Going great. Grossest thing you found in your kid's room?
Well, not my kids. It's my granddaughter that stayed here for about a week, and she's still down there. And she's trying to be a TikTok influencer, so wears a wig. She hasn't done laundry in 2 weeks. I found bowls, chicken wing bones, wig hair clumps on the floor.
She's the dirty influencer is what she is.
And every towel has different forms of makeup on it that I had down there.
I would kick her out of the house immediately.
Yeah.
I thought a little boy was down there just terrorizing it, and it's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, buddy. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to move.
Yeah, you're going to have to hire some professional
cleaners. At filthy
cleaners.
Influencer. Here's a couple more of the weird ones that have come in. Cindy says, my son, who was probably 17 at the time, had some SpongeBob boxer shorts with the butt cheeks cut out to make them into a thong. I found them crumpled up under his mattress.
Well, beautiful.
Hey, maybe they were more comfortable that way. Gabby says, I was going through my son's room and found about 20 empty bags of Pepperidge Farm cookies that he had been shoplifting and eating in his room. And then at the end she goes, mad? Not mad.
Right.
Those Milanos are delish. I kind of get it.
Back to the phones. And we grab an evil Heather. Heather, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
The most gross thing you've ever found in your kid's room. What do you got for us?
Oh, I was cleaning up in my son's room. He was probably 17 at the time. And I guess he got too busy playing on his video games to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
So he decided to take an empty Gatorade bottle and he peed in it and then put it in his closet.
Oh, no. So gross. That's nasty.
So gross.
At least he didn't take a swig of it.
If you want to feel like you're not alone, Heather, Terry from Arvada wrote in and said, I was cleaning out my son's bedroom closet, found a backpack. The backpack was full of bottles of liquid. I was afraid to open them, so I had my husband do it. Shockingly, it was urine.
Yeah.
Instead of getting out of bed and going to the restroom, he was peeing in water and Gatorade bottles and storing them in a backpack.
That's pretty gross.
It must be a thing.
You're into
it's
it.
It's a thing.
I might try it tonight. It might be great.
Oh, my God. Heather, I'm so glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Heather.
Bye.
Appreciate you being on
the
show.
See you later. John says, one day I decided to tackle the disaster that was my 10-year-old son's bedroom. I found tucked away on his bookshelf a Ziploc bag filled with ketchup packets, an entire school year's worth from the cafeteria. Hundreds of them. That's from John. And then Dawn wrote in and just has two words. The first word is capitalized, my, and the second one is vibrator.
Yeah. That's great.
How did that get in here? Oh, no.
Well, they're curious. No, they're curious. Kids
That's
are curious.
Mine. That's mine.
I encourage, kids to stay curious.
Oh, my gosh, Dawn.
Shannon just says, boogers, boogers everywhere.
Boogers, boogers in your hair.
Fair enough.
Sure.
And there was one other that I wanted to share, and now I have lost it. But I'm not going to give up. Do you have one while I search?
I don't. I was ending on my vibrator.
Okay. Here we go. Anna says, number two smeared all over.
Oh, who hasn't?